The launch of the development exists against the backdrop of an emerging debate on the risk posed to Australia's coastal communities by future cyclonic conditions. At the heart of the debate is new scientific evidence showing that global warming may affect the severity and location of cyclones along the coast. Currently, buildings north of Bundaberg are required to be built to withstand Category 4 storms, that is, storms with wind speeds between 225 and 280 kilometres per hour. John Ginger works at the Cyclone Testing Station, which provides direct recommendations to the government on cyclone resistance standards for new buildings. He's been watching with a keen eye recent research on global warming.
There's two schools of thought. Some of the researchers indicate that the wind speeds would increase in intensity over the coming years. The number of cyclones and their intensity would increase, while there are others who disagree with this. No, we don't have a particular bent on either school of thought.
Atmospheric researcher scientist Debbie Abbs from CSIRO says there's no longer a debate. The majority of scientific evidence predicts future storms to be more severe.
We expect the strength to become 10 to 15% stronger as far as wind speeds are concerned, and also associated with higher levels of rainfall.
Abbs predicts, however, that increased severity would be a long-term change over the next 50 years. She says storms could occur further south given certain climatic and atmospheric conditions.
Cyclones are related to sea surface temperatures. So in a warmer world, we expect to see warmer sea surface temperatures, and therefore further south you'd expect to see more tropical cyclones. But a tropical cyclone really depends on more than the sea surface temperatures. We require the atmosphere to be just right for it to form.
You know, obviously if you have a strong cyclone hit the Gold Coast or southeast Queensland, you could have quite a bit of damage.
It's an issue that Queensland Premier Peter Beattie has gone some way to addressing. He announced last month that his government would include the Gold Coast in plans to build Category 5 resistant buildings along Queensland's coastline. These structures would only provide a shelter for coastal residents whose understrength homes had been destroyed by cyclone activity. You see, government requirements for buildings don't ensure that all homes will be strong enough to withstand a cyclone. Regulations don't apply to structures built before 1975, and according to John Ginger, new homes supposedly built to Category 4 strength were damaged by Cyclone Larry because building codes were misinterpreted.
To give you an example, if you're designing a house to be built on top of a hill, the wind speeds on top of a hill would be higher than the wind speeds at lower level.
Peter Beattie is unwilling to restrict developments along the coast in areas that could be inundated by Category 5 cyclones. He says judgment on new developments are premature before modelling is conducted. Like the Premier, Warren Bolton from the Queensland Department of Planning says scientific evidence remains inconclusive, and for the moment, restrictions on new developments and current building codes will remain unchanged.
It's yet to be established that in actual fact that area of Australia has moved into a cyclonic influence. I suppose the best thing you could say is the jury's probably out of that on present.